Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk. Cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down. Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, Townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town.
Population you.
Population Levy.
Dan Levy. Levy.
Dan. Welcome to
Dan
the show.
Levy. Dan Levy. Levy.
Damn yes, it.
You're
I'm
the
here.
Dan Levy of comedy.
I am.
You should say that. I am the Dan Levy of comedy. Although you very hilariously said, I just laughed out loud when I heard this the other night. We were doing stand-up together, Dan Van Kirk with Dan Levy. And he
did
said
you just
it,
invite me into our show?
Into our conversation. Welcome to the show, Dan.
Hi,
Dan
Kirk.
Thank you.
Dan Van Kirk's here. I don't know if you know this. But this is a, we can't do Dumb People Town without Dan Van Kirk.
I know we are waiting for you.
He's here. He's here. He's arrived.
Luckily, we were able to complain about stuff long enough.
Oh, yeah. He's here. He's ready to jeer. Get used to it. So he made it. He said Dan Levy. His father is Eugene Levy, one of the great, you know, comedy and comedic actors of all time. My father, whose name is, I forget.
Elliot Levy.
Elliot Levy, which, by the way, very close to Eugene Levy, okay?
Yeah,
both
Elliot
of them
Levy.
Sold
Blenders. Yeah.
And also smokes a lot of weed. All right.
Yeah, and then goes on Ancestry.com and tries to connect my family to something important, and he has not succeeded.
Anyway, all he has found out is that you're more Jewish than you thought.
Can you possibly be 102% Jewish?
He's like, we have ancestors in Russia and Poland. I was like, oh, well, Dad, you did it.
We have ancestors that make their own matzah.
You really uncovered it there, Dan, or Dan's dad, Elliot. Anyway.
That's so funny.
You know, the prostate surgery, we came up with it.
We are the origin of Tay-Sachs.
All right.
My great-great-grandfather was actually just a stomachache. That's what he was. That's what he was.
So let me ask you, do you think that, because this is
your
a segment.
Your great-great-grandma was a draft.
Here's my question, because this will lead into our show, is do you think all the weed that your dad smokes has made him dumber over time or smart? Like, is he like more? Does he have more
like
wisdom?
Awakened, or is he just
got weed wisdom, or is
he cannot
dumber?
Go anywhere without losing everything?
And the weed's not helping.
Every time he goes somewhere, he then has to go back to that place to find his wallet or phone. That's my dad's life.
The so amount of people he said, I was just in here.
Yeah, and he gets so mad always. Like, where did it go? Like, I think you left it again.
Back again. That one too. That old song.
Hidey-ho.
Me again.
Yeah. Right.
So the world is getting dumber, Dan Levy. I'm sure you understand this.
Yes.
And we all see this every single episode of this show. And so our fans send us like the dumbest stories ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At Daniel Van Kirk on Twitter. Hashtag Dumb People Town. That's the way he knows who did it first.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's jump into a story.
You ready?
This is perfect.
Dan, are you a homeowner?
I am.
Okay, great. You all three of you will be able to speak to this.
Okay.
This is presented by Derek Shipley at Derek Shipley, D-E-R-I-C-K.
Has sent many a great story.
Derek might be the clubhouse leader in various ways to spell the same name.
S-H-I-P.
No, just Derek. Derek has so many different ways to spell
Derek. D-E-R-I-C-K.
D-E-R-E-K.
We knew Derek Shouche.
D-E-R-E-K.
D-E-R-E-K.
This is D-E-R-I-C-K.
I know a guy named Dirk.
Dirk.
D-I-R-K. One of my best friends is named Dirk.
But he'll say, I'm Dirk. Like, I'm Dirk. Like, not Derek. Dirk.
Oh, he goes, Dirk. I have a Dirk.
Dirk and Dirk.
How about D-Eric? Like D-apostrophe Eric?
Oh, that's
a
good one.
That's a cool one.
That's an R&B singer.
D-Eric King. D-Eric Holiday?
D-Eric King? Was he a quarterback for University of Miami?
No.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Sean King.
Botched tree removal job destroys Bellevue home. So I believe...
I'm already mad.
I know.
So this
came as a request from the neighbors. Like, you got to take that tree down.
You guys know the story of how I went to the neighborhood council. I've probably told this on
you. I don't know if you told
the neighborhood council meet. So
I
went
to
one too. On Zoom.
Shit. On Zoom. I went in person.
Okay.
Yeah, because you had flyers.
So there was a dead tree at my neighbor who lives next door to me who let's just be honest, is a fake Marine.
Fake Marine. That's, and if someone said he's got a mass grave in the backyard, your response would be,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wouldn't be Besser, like, what the are you kidding
wasn't
me?
Wasn't Besser dealing with that for a while, too? Mass Maybe. Graves next door?
I feel like everyone has a neighbor who is a just fully insane and a murderer.
Your Klopek. Everybody has a Klopek.
Absolutely.
And if you don't know that reference, go watch The Burbs and then come back to this
right,
show.
Right, I understand. But I... But there are other ways. Like, he's married to a really nice woman, and she's interesting
Careful.
And cool.
Yeah.
Easy.
Easy.
Anyway, so they had a tree, in like a dead eucalyptus tree, that if for some reason, and it could have fallen on their house.
Sure.
Like, branches have fallen on their house, and it could have eventually fallen on our house. It just needed to be removed. It wasn't doing any good.
Right.
And it was dying, and slowly mm-hmm. things were falling off it. So... there's a whole thing you got to go through just to get it removed. And we go to the neighborhood council to get them on board to contact the city to get it removed.
Yeah.
So I go to this crazy, like, neighborhood council meeting at Mitchell Terrena School. It's in the auditorium. And, like, there's all these people there. And, like, you immediately see the politics of all the people on the dais. So mm-hmm. it's like... the two older gay men who are throwing so much shade at the black woman who's an actress that I recognize, but I don't know what she's been in.
Sure.
And, like, they're almost like a married couple the way they're throwing shade at each other. Yeah. I'm like, these guys have been on the council for so long. So they don't want to hear anything. So the issue comes up with the tree thing, and they give people who want to say something, and there's a bunch of neighbors there, and, like, who want to say something at the mic, they give them, like, 30 seconds to just say your piece
yeah.
in front of the thing, and that's it. And there's a lot of people in the crowd, and I get up, and I'm last in this line of people who are saying,
you're headlining.
I'm headlining. All these people are opening for me. And I was like, and I got up there, and I don't know what, like, came over me. I was like, I'm not going to make this funny, but I'm going to give the most heartfelt speech
sure.
of all time.
Yeah.
And I said, and I got up there.
About a dead tree.
Yeah, about a dead tree. And I was like, for all of you, for all the people who are like, this tree has to stand, this tree needs to be here, this tree is a symbol of this. I said, look at these neighbors. Look at how many people are here to support our neighbor. And I should have said our crazy fake Marine
yeah,
neighbor,
yeah.
but
yeah.
I have a mass grave in his backyard.
Yeah, I don't know. No, don't dig it up.
I said, look at how many of us came to support this guy to remove this tree, which is a hazard in front of his house. That's the tree. That is the symbolic
Ooh.
Tree of this neighborhood, and that can never be removed, but you better remove that one. And people clapped, and I just walked out of the auditorium. I was
wow.
like, mic drop,
on shoulders?
See you bitches later. Like, it's Miller time at that point. You get out of there and get a drink.
What did you do at your
I
Zoom?
Had a much different situation where I got onto the Zoom to kind of talk about just, like, safety in the neighborhood. And I quickly realized that everyone was very conservative, and the answer was, we need guns. And
oh,
I was like, oh, Jesus.
Shit.
I was like, I am out
wrong,
of
wrong
the neighborhood.
Out of my element.
I am not here right now. And then I just went on, I went off video, and I listened, and I was like, these people are terrible.
Crazy.
And then they were so old. They're like, when I moved here in 1920, we had spears. I was like, I got to get out of here. Get
okay.
out of here.
Stop. Good for you.
Good for you.
Spears.
No city council involved in this. It might have helped if they were. A tree removal job went terribly wrong in Bellevue Monday, sending a Douglas fir tree crashing down into a home in the Newport Hills neighborhood. The neighbor who owned the tree told KIRO7 mm-hmm. he was hoping to get the tree cut down for free in exchange for wood. So
okay.
First
so,
of all,
wait.
So you're already striking a deal instead of doing this properly.
Right. The sign. You can get it if you want it cheap. It's not going to be fast.
Our uncle's print shop had three words on there.
Three things.
Fast, cheap, or good. Pick two. If it's fast and good, it's not going to be cheap. If it's fast and cheap, it's not
right.
going to be good. If it's good and cheap, it's not
so
going to be good.
So he went fast and cheap.
He went fast and cheap. It's not okay. going to be good.
It's not going to be good.
I had a friend, this happened. A tree fell on their house. And when a tree falls on houses, they absolutely destroy everything. Like, you think
oh,
it's just going to, like,
we're
be
we're
going to
get into it.
But you think it's just like, oh, the bathroom's broken. It's like, no, the entire house
Structure.
Needs to be taken down.
Yes.
And built up with
yeah.
the
studs.
Yes.
With the very tree that
right.
broke.
So this guy was like, oh, I'll get this tree cut down and the person can have free wood. That's all you need.
Don't cut a corner while cutting down a tree.
It ended with his neighbor's home getting destroyed.
Oh, my God. If it was your home, you could live with it because you're like, it's my mistake. I tried to cut a corner.
Right.
but now you've involved
her. The other way. Over to lot
B. What do you do? You got to pay for his
Sarah Jacobson said she and her husband both work from home, but she was running an errand when the incident happened Monday before lunchtime.
I would have loved it if she would have been like, we both work from home. I mean, I work a little harder than he does. You know what I mean? Like,
why is that in the article?
Get a little jab in there about him.
I don't know what he does back in the guest house. Why is that part of this
article? I wake up at 9 and start working. He wakes up at 10:30. Whatever.
The tree
ruined the house that I pay the mortgage for.
With the extra work that
the
I do,
tree
but whatever.
Sliced through the house, Jacobson said. God, it was shocking. For fun, I'm going to ask you guys to guess. How big of a tree do you think this was?
How tall?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dan, what do you I'm going to say a 40-foot tree.
Okay.
I'm going to say 60 foot. Douglas fir, 60-foot tree.
Okay. Yeah.
No, 60 is tall, though. I mean.
60 is tall. 60 is really tall.
Okay.
Say 30-foot tree.
30-foot tree.
30-foot tree with a treehouse in it.
The tree.
That also got ruined by another tree.
It's called the Widowmaker.
The tree was 140 feet tall.
Oh, my God!
And you got somebody who just wants wood to come do it.
Like, go get firewood somewhere else.
100-foot tree.
140-foot
Don't
tree.
Call your wife's cousin Mike, who has, like, a lawn mowing service to do this.
He got it.
You need professional
That's
tree
like
cutters.
An army
here's
of people.
What, here's what it did. Pictures of what it did to the house.
If you
want to
see pictures, follow us on social media. Holy crap.
Here's another one.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God. I mean, yeah, you said it, Dan. It literally sliced through everything.
You
got to
start over.
140 feet.
Of just, and that thing
structural
gets,
damage.
By the way, and that gets
imagine
the
just
inertia.
The sound.
Do you think
you'd
was,
feel it when it fell? You would feel it.
Do you think if he was in like a Zoom pitch meeting, he would stop or he would continue?
Anybody else? Is that somebody else's camera? Do you guys hear that?
You guys,
it's like a. Is that a popping sound?
Is that your side? Let me reconnect my audio.
Yeah. Does anybody else hear 140 feet of history just crackling down?
The tree
on top of you.
Hold on, I think my wife who hates me is dead.
Yeah.
The tree smashed
we
through
had
the
a
roof
habitat go through our house.
And onto the furniture below in the living room. Jacobson said that's where she often works when she's home.
You know, I'm the one who does most of it. I want to keep adding this.
But her husband,
I was just promoted. Why does that matter with this story?
Luckily, he was jerking off again on his computer, so he was there.
Not working. He was in the bathroom.
He was in another room when he heard the
crash. No, he was working. She's married to Jeffrey Toobin.
It was really loud. And then just progressively as the tree settled, more and more was coming in. Then the rain and hail started coming through.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. This happened right before a storm rolled into town. God.
Hey, when should we cut this tree down?
Let's wait till the gray clouds start to roll in.
Yeah. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for at least an hour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The company that was called in to get the tree out, Turning Leaf Tree Service, said the tree was nearly 3 feet in diameter at its widest.
That's enormous.
Big. The crew had to bring in a massive crane to get the tree removed from the house. So Turning Leaf Tree Service is legit.
So they're the ones
who should have cut it down.
Yes.
They're making up for the mistake that her friend's cousin.
Here's the deal. The tree was on Jacobson's neighbor's property. That's the guy. The neighbor is the guy, and Jacob was the victim. He didn't want to speak on camera. That's the guy. We'll call him Derek. Derek didn't want to speak on camera, but he told KI.
Everyone to follow his YouTube channel.
That's right.
He needed the tree removed because it frequently shed branches onto his roof.
Yep. And that's really the
worst.
It
was a minor inconvenience.
Minor inconvenience that
I'm now going to ruin these people's lives.
He was hoping, this is Derek, he was hoping that the removal of his tree could be done for free and said he posted online asking for someone to do the job in exchange for the wood.
Hey, does anyone want to help me cut down
free?
140-foot tree?
For wood?
But
for
like, wood. Who doesn't calculate where that's going to go? Like,
well, that's the biggest
thing.
A lot of people don't understand the way
like
a tree is going to break.
How you cut it.
They think that you break it this way, but they don't understand that if you look at the branches, and I know nothing about this, that it's just because you cut it to the left, it's still going to fall to the right because of
the weight on the top of
where the branches are.
I've watched people cut down trees because I have a lot of time.
Yeah.
And I saw they have like ropes and they
so
like,
much.
They go
do
up
a
there,
lot
they,
of
they
stuff.
They start at the top. There's like five guys at a time.
Yeah,
They're swinging back and forth. They got bungee cords.
Yeah.
You can't just go on Craigslist and have a guy chop down.
Who wants wood?
40-foot tree for wood.
Right.
Wood and a hand job.
Derek told KIRO7, someone accepted. came by on Monday and started doing the work despite the windy conditions. So it really was like, no, we're fine.
We're good.
We're good.
Guys, I need this wood, so...
But how do you... Like, that is so much wood. Well, the idea of cutting...
140 feet
this
of
is,
wood.
This is not my... We're about to read you my favorite part of this story.
Sorry. So this is the reason why it's in Dumb People. I mean, there's a lot, but this...
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Like, if this was a prompt to a sketch, we would all write it in 5 minutes.
Okay, let's hear it.
The tree owner, Derek, who we've named Derek... Derek said, about 30 minutes into taking down the tree, the person cutting the tree told him the situation was, quote, out of control. And suggested,
you're controlling
and
it.
And suggested he call in a full tree removal crew.
Yeah.
30 minutes in. This guy walks over, wiping his brow. He's like, hey, man, I still want the wood, but this is out of control.
You promised me.
Taking down a tree, doing any sort of yard work should never be out of control.
Taking down a tree is like raising a teenager. Okay.
How?
There's just a lot of danger involved.
You feel like they're out of control.
Someone is probably going to get hurt, and it very quickly gets out of control.
If you don't know what you're doing, you're screwed.
It's like, hey, man, I tried chopping down the tree, but I broke both my arms with the axe.
Right. Yeah. Things are out of control.
I'm out. It's basically what he's saying.
It's too late for Derek. The tree came crashing down onto the Jacobson's home. Half the house is completely destroyed, Jacobson said.
All of it, based on Dan.
Yeah.
If you've ever done what I'm about to read in your own home, you're going to feel for this woman so much. We just finished a kitchen remodel.
No! I think this is my friend.
No! Stop. The hell that people go through.
Oh my
Rory's
God.
Going through it right now.
You went through it. It's just all your stuff is in another room. Oh, you're in a microwave and a hot plate, and you're just...
All your clothes are dusty.
Imagine you finally get it done. Yeah. And then
a tree just cuts it up.
We had just finished a full kitchen remodel and kind of remodeled in here. I don't know what room she was standing, what used
you
to
know,
the room
where she does
where
work.
I work where yeah. I work husband, and my husband.
She said it wasn't clear yet if the rest of the home would be structurally sound enough to be saved or if the whole thing would need to be leveled.
We're going to do another kitchen remodel.
Jacobson said that the person cutting down the tree looked young, about college age. Problem tree specialist Mike Green. Perfect name.
That's a great job.
Mike Green is a tree specialist. Do you want David Greenthumb or Mike Green?
They should reboot Problem Child, the movie, as Problem Tree.
The Problem Tree.
I'll watch that.
Problem Tree too.
Said people need to watch out for those who work without a license, aren't bonded, or have no insurance. If a customer doesn't check that, you can't work without it. It's not legal and it's not right, and you'll pay the price. You know what Mike Green's company is called? Hitman Tree LLC, I guess is a play on them taking out trees.
Yeah.
Right.
Like yeah, you that. Need
a little
a tree.
Too severe.
Yeah. Yes, I'm gonna cut it off at
Tone
the
it down, Mike.
Cut it off at the stump. I'm gonna follow it.
He said you should always check reviews and trust your gut. If the customer is going, oh my God, if this doesn't work, it's going to ruin this or that, or you're feeling that way, you should stop it. You should say stop, 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 Mike Green said. Jacobson.
You couldn't just say one.
No, three times.
He's telling you how to do it.
I'm just thinking about how mad I get when my neighbor invites me to his improv show. I can't imagine what happens
if a tree goes through your house because of his negligence.
Oh, my
Jacobson
God.
Said
nightmare.
They have to figure out where to live, but she's grateful no one got hurt. Nobody was impaled, so it's a miracle, Jacob said.
That's a miracle.
Luckily, my husband doesn't work, so he's got lots of time to help us find a new house.
The neighbor.
Why would she dig it in?
The neighbor, Derek, who owned the tree, said that the person who tried to cut it down does not have insurance, and he doesn't know if the worker had a license. I'm going to go no.
Yeah, the college kids
who wanted wood,
he wanted wood
for the bonfire. Turning Jeez. Leaf Tree
like,
Service.
Just college age, again, I have a 17-year-old living in my house. I'm like, last night she's like, I'm ushering this thing that I'm going to do this. These are all just plans that are now being told to me in the afternoon. And I'm like, well, do you have any dinner? She's like, no, I'll just figure it out. I'm like, how are you going to figure it out?
No,
she's like, I'm going to sleep over at my friend's house. I'm like, do you have any clothes? She's like, no, I'll just figure. I'm like, that is who cut down this tree. Yeah. Right. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
no.
How are you going to get it out?
Well, I don't know.
You just put a...
Well, what if it falls on...
Saw to the lower thing.
Chop it down. What's wrong?
It's like a saw to the lower thing. It goes down the
street. College kid coming over just with an axe trying to cut down a tree.
Yeah. No thought.
I wouldn't let a college kid, like, babysit.
No. Let alone chop a goddamn 140-foot tree down.
We'll get out of here on this. Turning Leaf Tree Service said taking down the 140-foot tree should have been a 5- or 6-person job.
Yeah, with the
bungees, ropes, all of it.
With a price of how much, okay. approximately how much money do you think it should have? Now, remember, he wanted to do it, the price being, give me that firewood.
He's going to have to buy them a new house. I mean, he's going to have to
pay insurance.
For the, well,
insurance. But it's going to take home like insurance 5 years. It'll take 5 years to get the money, and it's going to be a nightmare. I bet you it would have cost like $18,000 to do
that. To take down a 140-foot tree?
Wow.
I think so.
Okay.
That's a lot. I would say like $6,000.
Okay.
I was going to say like $4,000.
I'm thinking 4,000? Of like 3 days of work.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Approximately the amount of money that it should cost a 5 or 6 person job to take down a 140-foot tree, we'll leave story one here, is $3,500.
Oh, there you go,
Rand.
Well, so maybe this, you go to a nicer tree removal guy.
When was this written? There's inflation.
No, I know. Written in the 40s. Supply chain. So, all right, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And you just, story this one. Is just a stupid story you could see coming from a mile away. Like, there are the dumb things that happen in this world that, like, we don't have time to adjust to them. This was like we could see it coming from up. The second he places the ad in the thing, this
like,
is
this
a dumb
thing. This is like, this could ruin your life. This because like it takes so long to get the insurance, so okay, everything, and then you have to do a whole new reno, which is a full year of your life.
Well, imagine the home. And what if your home insurance is like you voided your policy when you hired a non-licensed and bonded person to do your work?
I mean, then this person gets sued. So,
yeah, and then there's a giant lawsuit. Then you're next to the person.
And you're next to the person,
and you're covered in dust.
Yeah,
and your husband's not working.
Oh my God,
he hasn't done a damn thing.
Terrible.
All right,
that is story one. When we come back, we're gonna find out what Dan Levy's doing, where you can see him. Doing stand-up, where you can follow him and all that great stuff. He's just one of the best. We'll be right back.
Stick around, make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Before we get into all of Dan Levy's stuff, Dan Van Kirk, any fun things? Hey, if you're in Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, is this going to be before the 18th? Is this that week? I think it might
actually
be
that
week.
Yes, I think this will drop on the 14th.
Yeah. So this Saturday, I am hosting the Red Bull Soapbox Challenge in Des Moines, Iowa.
Oh, baby.
I did that.
You did it?
Yeah.
Did you host talk about it. I want to talk to you after we're done with this.
I hosted Flutog.
Oh, you did a Flutog. So I got 50 teams of people racing little carts down a hill into bales of hay. I cannot wait. It's going to be so much
amazing.
Fun.
It's awesome.
So
he said there might be 30,000 people.
Yeah, there's a ton
of
people.
It's totally crazy. It's
oh, my God.
And
I'm
you
so
watch
sad.
People just tear ACLs all day.
Oh, that makes me sad.
So you're going to be so good at this.
So
you're
go there.
Be so
you know what they have? I haven't met her yet, but they have someone who's like a pro. She covers like Olympic stuff.
Yeah.
And things
she's
like
your
that.
Like color commentator.
Yes. And listen, I were talking yesterday. She's like, you get to be Fred Willard.
That's right.
Yeah,
you get to
Best
ask
in
all
show.
The questions.
I'm just like,
why would he do that? Well, I'll tell you, Dan.
So
you're also going to get so much Red Bull. Like I got so much Red Bull that I was just basically shaking for a year.
Right.
All I did was
Dan at the end of that
gives you wings and
anxiety. All right, guys, got one more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you combine that with the Coke.
Oh, God.
So,
Dan.
They said, do you want to go to like a pit crew and meet? I'm like, I want to meet
everything.
Team. I want every ounce of this because that's just more for me to say when they're all racing.
Shoot all of it on your phone and
really
clip that off. It'll be so
Go to Des Moines, Iowa. Go to redbull.com to figure out all the details for that. All the teams are locked in, but that doesn't mean you still can't come and have fun and watch all these crazy people
with
me.
Watch Dan cover it.
And then something really fun. I don't know if I announced it yet. If I didn't, we're recording this a little bit in advance. I'll drop an ad in to say the details, but look for me to do new dates the third or last weekend in August. Be doing some stuff around the South, and then I'll be doing the West Coast stuff, and hopefully here in LA. All that stuff is there. And the really fun thing that I want to tell people, a new thing I've started doing in my sets is I open the show. I come out first and welcome everybody to the show, and I invite our townies and my pen pals listeners to either bring a letter or bring a headline, and I'm going to say hi to everybody, and you guys read a dumb people headline, and then I'm just going to goof around with you a little bit. So if you want to come out, say hello, and even be a little bit a part of the show up top, and then see me do an hour at the end of it, it's great. So go to DanielVanKirk.com and get your Hub City cookies because you deserve it.
I love it. All right. We can say that for us, we our Ann Arbor date, which we were supposed to do the weekend of like the 9th, 10th, or 10th, 11th.
Is shifting
because that
Hawaii
is now.
Hawaii weekend?
Because it's now a night game. And like we're not going to do.
Oh, they moved it.
They just announced that it's a night game for the Michigan Wolverines. So we'll probably do Maryland, hopefully, at the end of that month. So end of September. We'll let you guys know what that is. And then we've got.
When you say Maryland, them.
playing Maryland, at Ann Arbor.
We're working on live Dumb People Town dates.
So yeah, we have a potential date. I'm just saying that we're going to do a live Dumb People Town on Thursday, October the 13th in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Very excited
about that. Pencil that.
It's called The Analog is the name
in
of the
place. Hutton.
In the Hutton, which is like a hotel. In The Analog, there's a great room there. So we are very excited about
that. So much fun.
And we're going to try and put together maybe a show in Chicago. We're picking the venue the next night. And then we're going to really talk to the Bell House and potentially do that in New York on that Sunday night. So that's what we're trying to put together.
Pencil it in. We'll let you know when to get out your pens.
All that is happening. And for us, we just hosted the TV Critics Award as this drops like a couple nights ago.
I'm sure you crushed because you always do.
Which was super fun in a futuristic sort of a way. What else, Jay? Nosebleeds is coming out. We're very excited.
Our show on the UFC is coming out this summer.
This summer. So we'll give you all the details on that. Dan Levy, what's up? How can people follow you and just
support
consume all your stuff?
Support me. I'm really only really active on Instagram at Dan Levy Show.
Great.
All that kind of stuff. Super. And I'll be I'm joining the John Mulaney tour this summer. So I will all those
incredible
dates with him. Mass Square Garden, June 24th.
Insane!
And just all these
that
really fun
crazy
shows.
You know Seton Smith?
Yeah,
yeah,
he's
Seton's
awesome.
Been like, it's unreal.
Yeah, he hosts all of them, and I'm jumping on for June, July, and August, and we're going to all these really fun places.
I mean, what do you do, like 15, 20?
Yeah, 15, 20, yeah.
Amazing. In front of like 12,000 people?
Yeah.
Is it insane?
It's
you were
crazy
at Red Rocks. You were telling us about Red Rocks.
Yeah, we did Red Rocks and the Berkeley Theater.
Wow.
The Greek in Berkeley,
yeah.
And the Hollywood Bowl and the Forum in L.A., which was out of control.
Did you wear a tux?
I wore a tux, yeah.
You did?
Seton was saying, he's like, I'm going to get a tux.
Damn, baby.
That's so cool.
Your bit, and I don't want to give anything away, but your bit about loving gossip. We were just quoting it. It's so
here's why
so
I love it.
So funny, your unabashed joy of it.
But it's just so brilliant. What Randy and I were saying is it's very rare when this happens in stand up, and this is why I love that. It is both a premise and a punchline all in one. Like
you set up what you're about to then go do, which is so funny.
But the setup is so funny in just the simplicity, like it's such a great character joke. It's a great personal.
Like thing. I understand everything I need to know about you because
less than 20 words. Like it's all of it, and I'm like, this guy. I get him. I understand.
I understand his relationship with his wife because of it. It's so good.
Oh, it's so good.
Look, if you want to
go see Dan,
go see John Mulaney, and then it's a chance to see Dan Levy. It's just fantastic, and I'm sure you'll put out on your Instagram like when you're gonna be.
Yeah, exactly. I'll do posting all of it.
You guys want to do a story?
Let's do another one.
Okay,
let's
send it. By Greg Quinn at Cinematic Homes, which I guess theaters?
Maybe. In people's homes?
Maybe films in people's homes?
This story's dumb. Man, here's the headline. Man used wizard wand to threaten Bloomington hotel worker.
Is this about my son?
Maybe. I don't know. So Bloomington, Indiana?
Or Illinois.
Bloomington.
There's probably a lot of them, right?
So he used a wand, like, is it the wand in the sense of I'm going to shove this up your asshole?
No, it's like...
Or he's going to make him, like,
make
disappear.
A spell. Yeah,
Spectrum
like
Patronus.
Spell.
Boom.
Yeah, good job.
Is he a magician? Or is this just like a guy who's obsessed with wizardry?
I think a little bit of the latter.
Magician wand and wizard wand are two different things. Because a wizard wand is like kind of a stick
it's a branch.
Okay, wand police.
Like in Willow.
The wand police. Magician's wand is that. It's black in the middle, white on the ends. It's like Dan's tuxedo.
That
would be the worst version of that cop show, just wand police, just
wand
breaking
police
down in the magic castle every episode.
Yeah, guys.
Throwing magicians on the floor.
Get him in.
Without shirts on.
He disappeared again.
Where did he go?
Like a Harry Potter. A Harry Potter version of cops. And they're like, there's like a wizard running with his shirt off with his just a wand in his hand.
It's like Wellington.
A man has been charged after he pulled out a wizard wand and pointed it at a Bloomington hotel employee.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever KSTP is, that's where this is. I don't know.
Why does this give me chills?
Skylar Thomas.
It's Sklar.
It's pronounced
Sklar, Thomas.
How many times do we get that all day?
Skylar Brothers.
It's not Levy.
It's Daniel. Skylar Thomas is charged with fifth degree assault
And with a wand?
I think that must go low, right?
Fifth
degree murder is the worst.
Right. So
third degree burns are the worst.
First degree black belt is the best.
Fifth degree assault
is just got to be a light tap on the wrist.
Yeah, like you sneezed on
somebody.
I feel
like they had to make that up for this case. Like the cops got there and they're like, let's go through the book. Is there anything with wands?
Is there anything worse?
Guys, we go up to fourth degree. Let's just add
let's
one
make
for this
it
shit.
Fifth.
For wands. Fifth degree assault and trespassing, both misdemeanors. So yeah, it's got to be nothing.
Nothing.
Fifth
degree assault.
I want to go to that trial.
That's the jury duty I want to get. Right? That's the one you want to sign up for.
That's the one I won't reject.
That's the one I am.
Fifth degree assault is when you walk behind someone at a busy restaurant and just like tap them just so they know you're there, and they're like, yeah. Fifth degree assault, buddy. Yeah, you got me. Both misdemeanors in connection with the incident. Bloomington police were called to the Hyatt Place Hotel on International Drive.
I will say, sometimes people working at the hotels, the receptionists, they could be a little bit annoying, you know? So I understand pulling a wand on them.
You understand wanding someone.
Yeah, it's so annoying when you're like, do you have toothpaste? And like, $9. Here's my wand. Yeah, that's right. Wand you?
And it probably preceded that with, don't make me get my wand on. And he just starts to reach, like pulls back his duster because he is wearing
a
duster.
To reveal the top of the wand.
Upgrade me to a worse room, I'm going to take
He's like,
my
no,
wand
I don't
out.
Think that's a good idea. And he pulls back his jacket and there's just a tiny crystal on a crooked stick. The light catches gleams off.
But is this a Hyatt Hotel, Dan?
A Hyatt Place. Hotel.
Okay. Is it? What is that? Is
Hyatt Place is like the Marriott Courtyard of Hyatt. Hyatt.
Okay. Excuse me, I'm looking for a stale croissant. We don't have them right now.
Don't make me get my.
It took place on International Drive around 12:12 a.m.
Oh wow!
Around it,
so
a very specific time.
This was a drunk wizard.
Make a wish.
Around 12,
I have a wish right here.
Around 12:12 p.m., your next line should be, "Can you be more specific?"
Exactly. A hotel employee told police that Skylar Thomas, who'd been issued a trespass notice in November prohibits him from coming into the hotel until next November.
Okay.
Walked into the hotel.
He'll be gone till November.
Walked
Pull
into
out
the
his
hotel
wand because he's gone till November.
Well, he wasn't. That was the problem. He walked into the hotel and he reached into a bowl of used room keys. Why is that even there?
Because Sigourney Weaver was there. It was the ice storm.
Reached into a bowl of used room keys.
Used room keys is the most disgusting sentence I've ever heard, and it's not even that gross. No.
Wash your hands.
It also makes me think of people when you go to leave a hotel and you see people in line to check out.
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Like, what are you doing?
Just leave. Drop it in the bowl.
Where did you get chlamydia from?
When you get
I put my hand in the bowl of used room keys.
If you wait to check out and then you go, and they're like, how can I help you? Like, I just wanted to check out. They go, thanks.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Have a great day.
Yeah, you can throw away.
Thanks for that totally unnecessary.
Why would you not
charge anything to the room that you need to now give us a card for because you don't want it on the same card that you paid for the room? Didn't even buy anything.
Do you want a receipt?
No.
Did you masturbate everywhere? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm leaving.
Now. But you should have washed your hands between touching the used room keys and masturbating.
That's your problem.
They just know that everyone there is masturbating constantly.
He's like, I'm masturbating right now at this desk.
Welcome to the Hyatt. Everyone violently masturbates. Leave your keys in the jerk-off. Yeah.
The criminal complaint states that the employee asked Thomas to leave several times, and Thomas started verbally assaulting the employee. As the employee followed Thomas out of the hotel, so that's kind of the deal. Let him go. Don't escalate the fight. As the employee followed Thomas out of the hotel, Thomas allegedly pulled a wand that the employee thought was a long knife.
Yeah.
In response, the employee who has a conceal and carry permit pulled a gun and pointed it at Thomas.
I mean, you brought a wand to a gunfight.
Right. And obviously, we don't like any sort of gunplay on Dumb People's Town. However, if you are working overnight at a hotel and you are your own security, and I don't know the type of hotel it is, there are places where security is required to like have some sort of fire on them.
That's right.
Maybe in this case, it was a good call.
I would say unloaded.
And I don't know all the gun rules, but I do think, you know, you are allowed to shoot at people with wands.
Well, Thomas is, Thomas needs to run. The complaint goes on to say that Thomas kicked over a garbage can and then started walking away. So at least it's a responsible gun owner.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What is he, a raccoon?
Before turning again and pointing the wand at the employee. Eventually, Thomas ran away.
So you point the wand the second time at the... So he didn't really assault him.
And he's also stalking the hotel, it seems like.
Right.
He's
got something with
that
hotel.
Something's going on. He's really into that bowl of used keys.
I'll put a hex on
you. Still weird.
Yeah, he's coming in. He's doing some sort of...
A witness confirmed the employee's story. Investigators noted that the wand was...
It's not like if you get your room key selected out of the bowl, you get a free night. It's not like the bowl
not
of business
the bowl
cards.
Of business cards at a restaurant.
I wish it was, though. It should be.
I'm going to let you guys guess the length of the wand. But before you do that, I just want to let you know, the longest wand in the wizarding world actually belongs to Professor Gilderoy Lockhart.
Sure.
The Defense Against the Dark Arts teacher in Harry Potter's second year at Hogwarts.
Yeah.
Okay. Which makes total sense.
When he was a sophomore.
Because he's that kind of a guy.
This is the conversation he had with the police.
Right.
Guys, And the police are like, just shut up.
Right.
Just please leave.
So Professor Gilderoy has the largest wand in the wizarding world at 17 and a half inches.
Careful.
Fully erect.
Harry Potter's wand, I think, is like 13 and a quarter.
By the way, it is not the I don't want to be that guy, but it is not the length of the wand. It's the smell of the spell.
It's the top. It's the crystal at the top.
It is crystal at the top.
How long do you think Skylar Thomas's wand is?
A foot.
A foot, 12 inches. Okay.
Damn. Foot soaking wet.
That's an average-sized wand in the wizarding world.
Yeah, I'm thinking this guy doesn't have the best wand based on what I know about him.
Sure.
I'll have the medium.
Jay?
I say he has a boy's medium wand. I'm going to say it's 9 inches.
Nine.
So I think it's a little smaller because if the guy thought it was a knife, it should be.
Well, he said a long knife.
A long knife. Oh.
I have to be. I can't let you think incorrectly.
All right, so I'll go higher. I'll go 14 inches.
14 inches.
Yeah.
Okay. The wand was about 16 inches.
Oh!
Well done, Rand.
Okay.
Wow. Tipping the scales.
With a long, hard metal point at the end. That was probably where the jewel was.
Easy, Dan.
Careful, Dan. Easy. Don't bring this to Red Bull.
It looks like a knife.
Gleamy tip.
If convicted, Thomas could face up to 180 days behind bars, a fine of $2,000 or both. We will get out of here on this before we go to a little fun Patreon time, as well as our final story after that. Mm-hmm. How old is Skylar Thomas? How old is Skylar Thomas? Here's what you know. He likes a bowl full of keys. Mm-hmm. He can't stay away from the hotel. He's got a 16-inch wand, and he verbally assaults
people.
Not
afraid to whip it out.
Kicks a garbage can when he's mad.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to say he's 47.
47.
Yeah. So I'm going older, too, in my mind. Like, I'm just imagining.
I wish he was 72.
Are you checking out of this hotel, ma'am? Yes? You misheard? Is there anything we need to know about the room? You took a shit on the bed? Good. Okay. Just leave your key in the key bowl. I'm going to say he's 58.
58?
Yeah.
Oh wow!
I mean, I'll just because
the threat is real when an adult older guy has like a kid's toy. That's
I think he's 31.
31.
He's gonna learn from his mistakes.
Okay. Rango in the lowest. I feel like you guys. I thought you guys were all gonna guess low because of Skylar Thomas.
Skylar is a young dude,
but it's 12-12.
Right. It's the young guy's name.
It's 12-12.
Approximately.
Here we go. Ready? Get your answers in, townies, wherever you may be, because Skylar Thomas is 29 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Anna Ginther is returning.
Wow. Yeah. His future is not bright.
No. Or he just takes that wand wherever he goes. He gets. Yeah.
Not unless he yells out Luminous.
If I told you there's a new show on the Sci-Fi Network called Skylar Thomas Wand Justice, you'd be like, yeah.
You'd be like, I auditioned for that.
He just walked out, yeah.
I was
we
up did.
How we
I
didn't get that? We had to audition against each other.
That was so weird. Why wouldn't they just write roles for us?
Give us a taste of what we're going to see in story number three.
Oh, a shirtless Florida guy who wants dessert.
Perfect.
Oh, my father-in-law.
And thank you. And for our Patreon fans, we asked Dan Levy to think about some of the dumbest things that he's...
He then turned to his wife and said,
Do I have any dumb stories? And she was like...
She's still laughing.
Are
that was
you
3 hours
joking?
Ago.
So we're going to get into one of those with Dan Levy on our Patreon. This is Dumb People Town. We got one more segment. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around. Make a sound for more Dumb People Town.
All right, Daniel, take us home.
Ready? This was sent in by Michael Gromek at Mike movie snob.
That's great.
I know.
To me, a Gromek is a movie snob. Like, you know, like the Noid.
That is such a Chicago name.
Any more last name Gromek always has this sentence.
Hey, you know,
I just,
Mike...
the movie fell apart in the third.
Hey, you play football with a guy named Mike Gromek?
Yeah, Mike. Is that that
him
left-handed
and I
to,
him
kid?
And I went to the same grade school, and he transferred
is
over to Holy Cross.
Left-handed
now he's
kid?
Into movies.
Mike Gromek.
He's always scrambling.
Doing movies.
Don't you feel like you could hear Mel Kiper yell Mike Gromek?
Yeah. Mike Gromek.
Yeah. Best on the Gromek. Board. Best on the board, Mike Gromek. Okay. Shirtless Florida man accused of breaking into restaurant to steal desserts.
Dan, are we going to define the restaurant? What is the restaurant?
Yes, it's on
Here.
Well,
this took place in Tampa, right?
It took place in Lake County, Florida. Is that near Tampa?
I don't know.
It just seems like a Tampa story.
It does like a Tampa story. But, I mean, if you're going to... Now, do the same... I know it's... If you're going to sit down and eat, no shirt, no shoes, no service.
Right.
Sure.
If you're breaking in to steal something, you can be
come
shirt.
As you are.
Come as you are.
Yeah, it don't matter. Also... He's not even, to me, the dumb part of the story. It's a quick little fun third story. But he's not even the dumb thing to me because he's just hungry. Yeah. Like, I can sympathize with that, and I get that. It's the other people. Also, Red Wing Restaurant looks wild. Like, it,
do you
look
have a
at the
Yelp
sign
review
for this.
Red Wing?
But also, real quick, has anyone ever been around broken glass before?
Yeah.
Yes. It goes everywhere.
Everywhere.
So that means he's eating a dessert full of glass.
That's right.
Yes.
So that's
a glass sandwich.
A glass sandwich.
Yeah, and he sees the broken glasses half full.
Good food?
Whenever he breaks in.
Oh, my God. The first review here.
Let's hear the first review.
My love language. Good food and great service in a cabin-like atmosphere.
Dan, you're in.
You want this, Dan.
Yeah,
that's your jam. Dan loves a good cabin-style
He has a Wisconsin cabin that we've slept in.
Yeah. And we did a podcast in.
We did.
Delicious steak and bourbon shrimp with tasty veggies.
I don't know if I put bourbon on shrimp. Does that feel like a...
556 reviews. What do you think their score is out of 5 stars?
Oh, they have 5 stars for sure.
Okay.
4.8.
Okay.
4.975.
4.4.
Oh, a couple of haters.
Well, sometimes there's glass in the food.
Not enough to deter you.
I am not
though.
A big fan of their glass Caesar.
Not enough to deter you.
How are their glass noodles?
They're pretty good.
Facebook gives them a 4.7.
There you go.
TripAdvisor, 4.5.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yelp, a solid 4.
Okay.
Solid. You go to a 4,
yeah,
right?
Maybe.
You know what's funny? I never go on Yelp. Can you believe that? I'm not a Yelp person.
Neither
I don't care.
What is your
care.
One? What is your, like, let's find a bar around here. Just Google Maps.
I just Google.
Yeah.
I just
go. What about a restaurant in a new city? You're going to be on tour with John Mulaney. You're like, let
you
me find out
a
good
city,
restaurant.
Like,
I don't know.
I just text someone who lives there. I go, what's the place to go? They go, here.
That's
I go, that's
you know what
smart.
Else is good? TikTok.
That's the way to do it.
TikTok.
Like hashtag the, where you are and food or whatever, and you can find
Ooh,
like
I've
all
never done that. I do Eater. Eater whatever. E-A-T-E-R-T-R?
I don't even know. I think you're ER,
and they're just like, I'm like, what's the 10 best restaurants?
Lake County deputy said a shirtless Florida man broke into a closed restaurant Thursday and helped himself to some desserts. Sure. I can get behind this.
So right, he's not trying to put him out of business.
No, he's not trying to hurt anyone. Just trying
he
to
may
eat
not
desserts.
Have broken glass either. He might have just picked a lock.
Deputy said a security camera showed John Castor burglarizing the Red Wing restaurant in Groveland.
And what did he get?
Castor
he
had
like,
a small dog.
Creme brulee.
Small dog in a backpack.
Small dog in a backpack?
Yeah. His little like, small, like his little,
like the dog was out, just kind
of
hanging out.
Like, yeah, probably out of the back.
On his backpack.
The dog eat. Did the dog eat some dessert too?
I hope so.
It's a dog eat dog world.
Castor had a small dog.
Did he get a doggy bag for the doggy?
As he ate a cobbler dessert out of a pan.
I mean,
doesn't
cobbler
that sound
out
great?
Of a pan
in a cabin.
Dan in a cabin like setting. Cobbler out of a pan.
Cobbler.
I'm for this guy. I think he's having a great day.
And this is where
he's living his best life.
You were
the
worried
dog
about,
in here breaking a
you
restaurant.
You were worried about
glass.
This is where I'm a little on the owner. The restaurant's owner told police Castor broke through the restaurant through a back porch screen. If
a
that
screen?
Is your defense for your entire restaurant, a screen.
Screen in porch.
But how many people are breaking into the cabin restaurant to eat pastries? Just
if
really
they
one
knew
guy.
How good that cobbler was.
The pan cobbler? We're not talking about just regular
and
cobbler.
And just a screen between him and that cobbler?
Oh
I mean,
my
you
God.
Can't
you
stop
can't,
him.
You can't put a screen between right. the public and that cobbler.
The dog broke
him.
In. It was the dog. The sure. dog
could
got
be.
In.
Could
easily
be.
Have gone
he probably took the backpack and threw the dog in through the screen.
No, the dog threw the book. Bag. Okay. Deputy said Castor.
Book bag.
That's what I call
book
it.
Book
Deputy
bag.
Said Castor left the restaurant on a bicycle before being arrested. Officials said that while searching Castor, they found a stainless steel pan filled with cobbler.
Dan, did he feed the dog a little bit of the cobbler?
You want some copper?
You like it?
You want...
They
weren't sure it was him, but he had blueberry sauce all over his face.
Stan, him continuing you like, it.
Yeah. You like some?
Want some?
You want,
want it? You like it, right? It's good, right?
The dog is not answering.
He's a guy who talks to his dog like in questions like
but,
a lot.
But
like,
it's all kind of rhetorical, too.
He you was like having it? A long conversation with his dog, which is why he got caught. If he was in and out, it would have been fine. But
kind of, and it gets more, it's kind of fruit forward, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the crust
have
at the end,
conversation
the
with
crust.
Your dog after
guys,
you bike away
Caster
from the screen.
Went full on. Like, when, like, I've seen you guys have times where, like, you'll sort of I'll have a little snack. And then other times I've seen you were like, we are snacking it up right now.
Scooping up just massive amounts.
They found a stainless steel pan filled with cobbler, a lava cake, and a large tub of vanilla ice cream.
Dude, this guy was
this guy was living.
It's dessert time.
This guy got diabetes at the restaurant.
Don't you hope he leaves a review?
Yeah, he's like, I love this place. Everything was free, but I'm missing a foot now.
Or, I come for the desserts.
Deputy
stay
said
for the type 2 diabetes.
Had been arrested before, so they knew him. The items stolen from the restaurant were worth how much? And then we'll leave on this. So well, here's what you know. Right. He's got a stainless steel pan filled with cobbler, a lava cake, and a large tub of vanilla ice cream.
He took all three.
How much does the owner think that stuff is valued at? Mm-hmm.
Would you think he was eating it as, on the bike while he was going too?
Oh my God,
that would be
at
amazing.
Least one. At least the cake. The
I like
cake.
The idea of a guy eating cobbler on a bike with a dog in a bag.
Pan on sure. the handlebars, yeah, handlebars,
and it's
in
handlebars.
A basket.
Dan, you can go last if you want.
No, I think like all in, $60.
$60.
Yeah,
Jason?
That's actually a pretty good
I think,
guess.
My God, it's a whole big tub of the vanilla
yeah,
ice cream.
That might be.
That could be like $28 on its own. I'm going to say like $39.
Okay.
I think it's $108.
$108?
Yeah.
But the screen door.
Oh, yeah. The
yeah,
screen
that's
door.
Right.
No, they
it
just said
include
the
screen. The
items stolen from the restaurant were worth how much? Okay. And you got to factor in the pan.
Mm-hmm. Pan itself, shit. Too.
Yeah. Do you want to change, Jay?
Yeah, let me go to like 72.
Okay. The item stolen from the restaurant. We'll get out of here on this. Dan, thanks so much.
Yeah, Dan.
Go see him.
Dan Levy Show.
Dan Levy Show on Instagram. Follow
yes, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Valued at $200.
Whoa!
That's
an expensive pan. Maybe it's a cast iron pan.
That is fancy. That's a fancy cobbler.
I love reacting to it.
Did he make the lava cake? Like, because a cold lava cake that's not like lava iced.
Sure. Yeah.
That's the thing. You come to the restaurant, they're like, you got to order it now. You got to know what you want.
Yeah.
After dinner now.
We need so much time. We need so much time to lava.
We
got to
move people around. I got to bring in a lava cake guy.
Yeah, I got to call him. It's like
Dan Levy's going to order one from the wrong place and send it somewhere else. Then we got to bring this guy here.
It's like getting a massage there. It's like getting a massage at a bad hotel.
That's right.
We're going to need 24 hours for this.
Because then you're going to have to work out the kinks afterwards. All right, there you go.
There you
that
go.
Is it. Dumb People Town with the great Dan Levy. I mean, he sat in several writer's rooms in his wonderful and glorious career. You know, we describe this as like all the shit you do before you sit down and go to
yeah,
work.
Yeah, it's true.
So at the end of every episode, we always say, oh shit, we got to get back to work.
We do. Dumb, 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 dumb. Dum 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 dum. Stick around, make a sound, while you're down, it's Dumb People Town. Scarpins Avenue, a podcast network.